All right? Enough of that fun stuff. Now it's time to get mean. The House of James. Oh, the House of Names. Okay. So, you pray for our trip. We're going to have a good time. We're also going to cover a lot of important things. Lots of good things. The martyrs. The martyrs. We're going to cover the valleys of Piedmont. We're going to be in the cave church, and I'm going to try my best to hold somewhat of a service of preaching and singing in the cave. In the cave church. Andrew's got these lights that go, boom, that'll light the cave up. The actual cave church. I've been to the replica one over in Valdez. By the way, let's see. Show you that. Let's see. Go to the wall, Dan. Find it here. Here it is, Trail of Faith. This is it. So, if you're ever over in North Carolina, you ought to visit the Waldensian Trail of Faith. Now, the Waldensians now are apostate. The Waldensians pre-Reformation were the biblical descendants of the apostles. Okay? So here there's a replica of the cave church. But when I go over to the valleys of Piedmont in a little over 3 weeks, we'll be there. 2 weeks for our trip, but 3 weeks we'll be there, somewhere around there. We'll be to the actual valleys of Piedmont and actually see the cave church and be in the actual cave church. Pray for Jacob's daughter, Susanna. She's having some cough symptoms, and you know they're concerned that it might be pneumonia. So they're getting her checked out right now. So please pray for her that all would be well with her. Okay. Also, would you pray for Christine Law, please. Christine Law. She goes in for a checkup for cancer, and she's praying that the Lord, that it's not cancer, that because there's a slight possibility it may not be. Or a great possibility it may not be. So pray for Christine Law. That God would work in her heart and in her life and heal her of this. Pray for a lady by the name of Therese. She has cancer as well, and she contacted me and asked for prayer. Okay? So, remember these folks in prayer, if you would. That God would intervene with them. Intervene for them and meet their needs and take care of them. Okay? So let's pray for them right now. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We pray for Christine Law, Lord. We pray for this lady named Teresa. And we pray for Jacob's baby, Susanna, Lord, that you please would intervene for all of them and heal them. Lord, there's others with physical ailments and struggles and financial trials and tribulations, loneliness, health concerns, and everything like that, Lord. We pray for Brother Leonard, Lord, that you take care of him, help him, and just comfort his heart, strengthen him. Be with each and every one of us. We pray for the sickness that is going through our homes, Lord, with the cold and such, Lord, that you'd heal. And that, Lord, if I need to get it, that I'd get it way before I leave, Lord, which we have a little over 2 weeks. And pray, Lord, if not, that you'd spare us from that. We'd be blessed by that as well. But, Lord, we pray that you'd work all these things out with Brother Andrew's passport, that it's guaranteed, Lord, like they said. But we know the guarantee comes from you. And, Father, we trust you. And, Lord, we just pray you bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right. Pray for Andrea's husband's grandmother's funeral as well. Lift that up to you, and we ask you to please meet the kids there. All right. Now, so anyway, if you're in North Carolina, or if you're anywhere near North Carolina, you want to take a family vacation somewhere, North Carolina is beautiful, by the way, go visit the Waldensian Trail of Faith. There's also a museum downtown you can visit, too. That little area. This is like a fun 3-hour thing that you can do. You can walk through here a couple hours touring this. Then there's other things that you can go through. There's other Baptist history you could go to. Man, if you ever want to do that, if you're going somewhere and you're like, huh, I'd like to study out some Baptist history, contact me. In fact, also order Pastor Ted Alexander's Baptist Historical Preservation Society app. I think it's under, let me look it up here. BHRS, BHRS, get the app, support them. I think it's like $5 or a dollar. I don't know, it's nothing, whatever. Just buy it. And it shows an interactive map of different areas around the world and all over the United States of America where Baptist history markers are and different things that you can see that they did. Okay? All right, anyway, so do that. Now, so you pray for our trip. And pray for God to protect us and keep us healthy and safe as we travel. Let's see here. Also, if you'd like to support the ministry, that's how you do it. Maybe it's not for the trip. Maybe you just want to support the ministry, period. That's okay, too. You can do that. You can do that. You just mark it and let us know what you want to use it for. Some people are like, you use it for whatever you need it for. And that's fine, too. God will use that, too. But PayPal is salvationpreacher@gmail.com, Cash App, Pastor Cooley at 76, Apple Pay, Pastor Cooley at iCloud, Venmo, don't ask me. I think it's my phone number. I don't know. Pastor Cooley at iCloud.com also. I don't know. I don't use these very well. You can mail a check the old-fashioned way, 1030 Highway 3 South Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. If you can't do anything, that's okay, too. Just pray for us. That we need. And God's answered you. By the way, you that weren't able to give anything financially, I want you to know that God answered your prayers, that you that prayed for us. Because God sent people along that could do that. See how that works? Now you got to pray us all the way there, safe, pray us all the way through everything, and pray us all the way home. Amen. So you do that, all right? You keep praying for us. It doesn't matter to me if you can't give a dime. I know you can pray and you can seek God's face for us. Right? You can help us in prayer. Right? So understand that. I'm not out for your money. I'm not trying to get rich here. I'm not making $1 million here. I'm a Baptist. Guys that preach like me don't make $1 million at anything they do. But it's just, the point is that I give you the opportunity to give. Many of you have. Praise the Lord. Old Pass Baptist Church has given as well, abundantly for the needs and for everything. And we're grateful. But you pray for us. I can't do anything. I feel bad. No, don't feel bad. Pray. You don't feel bad. You pray. Because God will answer your prayers and God will touch somebody else. Don't waste your time feeling bad. You just pray. Spend your time praying for God to be able to, or for God to move in somebody else's heart. And for God to bless us. And keep us and protect us and guide us through it all. Amen? That's what you do. Now, man, I'm excited. I don't even know how, I'm not that organized to know everything we're going to be doing. Just be prepared for a lot of different videos on a number of different things and all that stuff. Because there's going to be a lot of different things we're going to be doing. Andrew and I are going to be developing some things before we go. We're going to sit down and talk before we leave. And then also on the plane, we're going to be dealing with some things. And as we go, there's going to be interviews, documentaries, testimonies. Now, that's all the documentary work and everything's not going to be done over there automatically right away. You're going to get short blips of everything, and you're going to get live videos that may last a long time as we walk through different things and as we go through different things. But, you know, the actual other content of everything, the documentaries, we'll come back, we'll do videos, we'll do voiceovers, we'll do all that kind of stuff. We're going to have a lot of stuff, and we're going to have a lot of videos of fun, too. All right? So if you have a television monitor where you can do you can put it on your, if you have a Apple AirPlay or whatever, or on your, I don't know what Androids use because I have an Apple, but if you have that, get ready to see that on a big screen. So if you got a big screen, you want to watch these videos probably on the big screen. We're not going to be, now the preaching, when I'm preaching to the lost, viewer discretion is advised. We will not be putting that on sermon audio. Okay? Because people cuss and they're nasty and filthy and mean. I don't want your kids to have to see that. So viewer discretion is advised on those videos. On everything else, you're not going to have that problem. All right? You won't. But on some of the other things, the street preaching, you might not want your children to hear some of those things. And that, we understand, okay? And I can't do anything about that. It's live. All right? The street preaching is live. So, all right, are you ready? Let's get to it here. I want to remind you of a few things, our responsibility to children. To our own children, to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. One of the ways that the LGBTQ community, one of the ways that they sneak in their teachings, or they teach and indoctrinate. One of the main ways Satan uses it is what I'm going to show you a little bit of here in Hollywood Satanic Group.
I heard it out of Brother Bicey's a couple years, really. I mean, I've seen a fire and from the truth of Holly a liar, because I know people have, all right? And you and I have been, what we don't realize is we've been bewitched by it. And you say, oh, come on, now, preacher, I don't think so. No, I know so. Okay, and I'm going to show you from the Word of God and from the truth of Hollywood Satanic Roots of just what they're up to. But let me ask you a question: If somebody was fooling you, would you want to know it? If somebody had been deceiving you and lying to you for years, would you want to know that you're being lied to? I mean, would you want to be continue in darkness? Is it easier? Sometimes ignorance is bliss, we think. And it's easier. Let's just be dark about it, not know anything. But you say, well, I don't even watch television. I don't watch movies. I don't do that. And you know what? I haven't either for a couple of years, really. I mean, I've seen a Fireproof or one of those movies here and there. But I mean, I don't spend any time watching television, or I don't. In fact, we don't have any of the stations that come in. There's movies there. Well, now I would have brought it today, but I forgot. But I've got a trash bag full of everything that I got rid of in my house. and that I'm going to burn. My family and I, we're going to burn. And we may even burn it out of Brother Bicey's house or something. I don't want any demons in mine, so I'll burn. No, just kidding.
Amen.
I'm teasing. But we'll probably burn it out of Brother Bicey's or something. But my point is that I don't want anything to do with Hollywood anymore. Once I've studied it, and I've realized it, and I don't sit around and watch television or movies or anything like that. I cause too much trouble, and I don't have time to do that. I'm into everything else that I've got to do and stuff.
This is true. I do cause a lot of trouble. This is true. It's very true.
Study and read and pray and radio shows and everything else that God's called us to do here. But the point of this is I would want to know if I was lied to, if I had been duped, if I had been fooled. Now, you may have family members that are very heavily into watching television and movies and everything else like that. Well, when they ask you, why don't you do it? You know, the Bible says that you and I are to be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You and I should be able to intelligently explain why and the roots of it and everything else. I don't pretend that a lot of people are going to like what I'm about to say and what I'm about to reveal. Some of you may get upset with me today for doing it. Now, you understand me well enough to know that I really don't care if it upsets you.
Oh, my goodness, that guy's mean.
Amen. It doesn't matter to me if you get upset. You say, well, shouldn't you care about that? No, I should care about what God called me to preach. That's what I care about, okay? If you get your feelings hurt because of the truth, then Paul said, I made you sorrow after a godly sort. Amen. For godly sorrow worketh repentance not to be repented of, but the sorrow of this world worketh death. And I want you to understand where I'm coming from here, okay? And once you do, and once you see the Bible on it, if you think the devil stumbled upon ways to trick and fool God's people, you're sorely mistaken. And God's people are fooled today by this thing of Hollywood. Let's pray. Father, I pray you'd be with us now, Lord. I pray that, Lord, your spirit be poured upon this, and Lord, that you'd bless. Help us to understand this, Lord. Lord, this world is just plain wicked. And the things that I've heard this week have vexed my soul concerning people caught up in sin and deceivableness and wickedness and all manner of wickedness, Lord, that you just wouldn't think you'd even hear about or even hit so close. But, Lord, I just pray that you'd use this for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And that he did, my friends, that he did years later, 7 years later. That video has probably been seen by a million people or more. It has went all over the world. It has, God used it for his glory. I had people sending me videos. I had people sending me letters and cards and telling me that they burned all their movies. They burned their videos, they broke them up, they shot them up, they did whatever they needed to get rid of them. That the Lord did all of that. God did it. Amen? God did it. And so years later, it's still bearing fruit. This video has went out all over the place, hasn't it, Carl? Just everywhere. It's been, and people would write me and they would email me. And literally, to be honest with you, God used this video. God used Hollywood's this sermon. It wasn't a video. Initially, this was a sermon that was preached for Old Paths Baptist Church. And I just decided, okay, I'll put it online. And when I put it online, then somebody contacted me and said, hey, can I make a video out of this? I was like, sure, whatever, I don't care. So then they made a video out of it. And then I put my Disney stuff online. I was just preaching it out of conviction because I was like, I'm done with Hollywood. I'm done watching it, period. I'm done looking at that garbage. I know it's from the pit of hell. I'm done with Disney. I hate Disney. I want to kick their Mickey. I want to choke slam their Donald Duck. I'm done with Disney. I'm going to drop kick Goofy. And, I was just on a tirade during that time period, a spiritual war. It was like I was ready for war. And I left no prisoners. took the sword out and started slaying. And that's what happened. And time went on and the Lord just used it. And I just kept, and the church was laying down its idols. They were laying down these movies. They were laying down these videos. Right? And God was moving. This wasn't on video. This was just an audio sermon. But God dealt with my heart first. He showed me for my children what I needed to do. You know? That he showed me what I needed to do for my children. So I just started laying all that stuff down. And getting right with God and burning stuff. And then other people started to. David, I wanted to kick their Mickey. Took me a second to realize you didn't invent a new cuss. Yeah, no, I didn't. So God used it and I started laying down all those things. Getting rid of Disney, getting rid of, and I had no other motive but for my own heart and our own church to be right with God. I didn't even think about anybody else. It wasn't even on the radar. And then all of a sudden, these videos, this sermon went out everywhere. And it was being listened to everywhere. And I was getting correspondence. People were talking about that sermon and talking about that, putting it on, mirroring it on their YouTube pages. And God was using it to get the truth out there. And many people were influenced and still are today. I mean, it's out there. Still are today. And then people that hate my guts have it out there. And that's fine. They can hate me all they want to. But anyway, the point is that we have to warn our children. Once the Lord showed me that I was wrong for allowing Hollywood and movies and everything else to dictate to me and to teach my children what was right, and that I was literally just being entertained by devils, that I was being entertained by influenced by satanic propaganda. And the more I thought about it, it was like, wait a minute, so you're going to take your child to church on Sunday morning or to Sunday school. But you're going to let, we are going to let the world indoctrinate our children. Seven days a week. That we're put filth in front of our children and pop culture in front of our children and indoctrinate them with the very things that we are preaching against on Sunday. It affected me. It affected me greatly. It convicted me. My conscience was pricked by it. And God, the Holy Ghost showed me, you can't do, you got to preach against this stuff. I remember having this bag of what I considered decent stuff. And the last thing was like Little House on the Prairie. And I was like, you know, maybe I shouldn't get rid of this. And then I went and looked at Joe Schimmel's stuff and some other stuff online about Michael Landon and about like, how Michael Landon got inspiration for everything that he did. right? And then the Lord just convicted me as like, wait, how can you hold on to this? Man, I had 10 seasons of Little House on the Prairie. Ten big seasons of Little House on the Prairie. And that was a lot of money. I bought that for my wife for Christmas. That's before I actually learned about Christmas and studied it. And I sat there and when I found that out about Michael Landon, I took everything that I had and I grabbed it. And I chucked it into that bag. And we ended up burning it later. So this was a conviction. This was the Holy Ghost teaching me and reproving me. Way back then. So I might read articles about different things that are going on in movies. But let me tell you something. Don't watch filthy movies to try to rebuke the content in them. I've seen little blurbs, you know, little 10-second things or trailers or something like that. But to sit down and watch filth in a movie to say, well, I'm gonna expose the darkness in here. No, you're exposing your mind and heart to darkness. That's ridiculous. You don't need to watch filth and garbage. You don't need to dig through poop to get a piece of corn. That's not the biblical way to do things. To defile your mind and your heart. You don't need to defile yourself with that. You put that stuff away from you. And you keep it away from your children. You get very selective about what you let your children watch and do. There's certain instructional things I let my children watch on like YouTube that they're with us. You know, different things, but they don't watch much of the nonsense that's out there. Hollywood productions and things of that nature, we don't watch those things. Because they teach an ideology. They're teaching them pop culture. Even some, you know, there's some people are saying you can't play video games at all. Well, I don't know about that. I haven't come to that conviction on everything like that. As I've looked at it, you shouldn't play the ones with magic and wickedness in them. Nudity, magic, wickedness, sinful content. No, you shouldn't. You should avoid that. You should abstain from all appearance of evil. Stay out of that. Stay away from things questionable. Yes, it is gross. That's why I'm showing it to you. But what I want, this is not about, I'm just giving you kind of a recap of some things that I've been through in my ministry. So I didn't always have this stand, but I have it now. That you shouldn't waste your brain matter and defile your mind and conscience with wicked videos and wicked movies and pop culture. It's preaching and teaching another God. It's preaching and teaching acceptance of wickedness. And this is the reason why for the last 20 years. And you need to avoid that. You need to stay. But this is what they've done for the last 20 years. They've taught this filth for the last 20 or 30 years. How they've done it. How they've indoctrinated children. They made them laugh over evil. They made them laugh over sin. That's what they did. So, what I want to show you are things that seem to be harmless to many people, but they're not. They defile children. Take, for instance, Arthur. Arthur's been a cornerstone of PBS Kids since 19... Now, this is probably a pro-LGBTQ site. I'm not pro. I'm against. Arthur's been a cornerstone of PBS Kids since 1996, but in 2019, the show featured its first gay character at its wedding, Mr. Ratburn in the Someone Special. The Someone Special is another man. While the What a Twist moment is perhaps a little more gimmicky that we'd like to see in terms of organic LGBTQ representation, once it's revealed that Mr. Ratburn is marrying a man, it's accepted as very matter of fact. It's a really sweet, charming, positive moment in children's entertainment. See how they look at it? These are the things that they're using to indoctrinate children. They get them from the cradle to the grave. That's why network television, cable television, all of those programs that teach pop culture should not be accepted by Christians. It isn't just nudity, it isn't just LGBTQ, it is, are they teaching them things that are contrary to the scriptures? Are you allowing them to indoctrinate your children in worldly things? There are some things that you can teach through, that's true. Maybe something on like animal thing. You can teach them against evolution. You can show them that and say, hey, why is this wrong? You can teach them against those things. There's some things like that that you can do. If pop culture gets accepted by your children, listen to me, point number one. If pop culture gets accepted, if modern day culture gets accepted by your children, they will reject the scriptures as authority. If they're indoctrinated with pop culture, they will reject the scriptures as the authority that they are. They will not be their final authority. They will reject the scriptures as final authority. Mark it down. If you want to know why some of you raised children and then you took them to church every Sunday, you had them involved, but they turned away, it might be because you allowed pop culture to indoctrinate your children, modern day culture, to indoctrinate your children in sin and wickedness. Remember what the scriptures say. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Okay? Also, pop culture is the world. We are warned in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Okay, so the world is not just one thing. It's a mindset. If you teach your children that the world's ideologies are correct by allowing them to watch filth, allowing them to watch things that violate scriptural principles, then you're teaching them to think like the world. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You're not to be conformed to the world and to the world's thinking, but your mind is to be renewed daily, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So if you allow pop culture to train and to teach your children they will teach your children against the scriptures. Absolutely will. 100% will. It will happen. So you cannot allow them to preach their message to your children daily, because their message resonates with the flesh. Madagascar, another LGBTQ. A Little Wild closed out its third season with a new character, Odie Elliott. Odie, voiced by non-binary actor Ezra Menez, doesn't know what kind of animal they are exactly, except for a party animal. But that doesn't bother them. They just want to have fun at the Animal Pride Parade. The episode, Whatever Floats Your Float, is a great metaphor for young viewers about being happy with and proud of who you are and encouraging your friends to do the same. The song Be Proud really drives the message home. See, it's great to go to your enemies like this and let them tell you exactly what they're doing to you. Chip and Potato, an adorable pug, learning lots of new things, the ins and outs of kindergarten, getting a new sibling, and all kinds of similarities, small but important adventures. In the show's second season, Roy and Ray Razzle move into the neighborhood with their twin babies, Ron and Ruby. Main characters they are not, but we love to see LGBTQ families, and honestly, we don't realize how much we're missing gay zebras until now. They're turning the frogs gay! So now they turn the zebras gay. In my Alex Jones moment there, they're turning the frogs gay! Yes, they are. My Little Pony, as if that wasn't gay enough. Friendship is magic. It's always magic. In season 9, we finally meet Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty, a lesbian couple raising Scootaloo. Literally, people set their children in front of a smartphone, a stupid phone. They set their children in front of cable television, Netflix, they set their children in front of that and let it babysit them. And what is it doing? Indoctrinating them into sin. Pop culture, rock music, nudity, fornication, lasciviousness, the works of the flesh. Making sin fun. Making it socially acceptable for little children to see gay zebras. Which is stupid. There's no such thing as a gay zebra. But they want to indoctrinate, but they put it that way so children will, in a cartoon form, so children will be attracted to it. Yeah, years ago before I quit watching Hollywood, before I preached Hollywood Satanic Roots, and somebody recommended this. It was like this player that we had. Maybe it was PureFlix then, but it would like edit out like bad scenes and stuff, so you'd never see them. It would like fast forward them. But you know what they couldn't edit out? They couldn't edit out sexual innuendos. They couldn't edit out perversion. They didn't edit out pop culture, because those are all ideologies of the world that are being taught by the world. It's literally Satan indoctrinating you into his ways. So I remember having that thing, and it would fast forward different things and all that. But it couldn't, what the Lord showed me is it can't edit out pop culture. It can't edit out the ideologies behind it all, which is what is subtly indoctrinating your children. Am I getting through? Does that make sense? I sure hope it does. I sure hope it makes sense to people. I sure hope they understand what I'm getting at here, what I'm trying to teach them. In season 9, they meet some gay horses, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Rugrats! Did we always know deep down that the unabashedly feminist, boisterous Betty DeVille, a.k.a. Phil and Lil's mom, on Rugrats was a lesbian? Probably, but the Rugrats reboot has confirmed this by rewriting the character as a lesbian single mom voiced by openly queer actor Natalie Morales. I think it's so great because examples of living your life happily and healthily as an out queer person is just such a beacon for young queer people who may not have examples of that. Betty casually talking about her ex-girlfriend. I think at least part of me would have felt like things might be okay in the future. I talked about Doc McStuffin years ago. Lesbians. Of course. Putting things in front of your face. Right? Teaching them things that they don't need to know. Indoctrinating them at a young age. And then they do this. Andy Mack. Disney. Right? Disney. Oh, Disney. The most wicked organization in all the world. Preaching and teaching their occultic religion. Boy, have I preached on Disney over the years. Boy, you want to talk about what made people mad. Now, oh my. I could read you sometime the Michael Landon emails. The Michael Landon emails, when those people attacked me, and there was this whole group, I tried to reach into his soul and rip it out. I couldn't get to it. These people and their emails, oh my goodness. I had a forehead harder than their forehead. Oh my goodness. Just reading those emails made me laugh so hard. Oh my goodness. Did anybody hear those emails? Did I ever read those to you guys? I can't remember. Did anybody listen way back when the original Michael Landon stuff went down and Michael Landon's ex-wife got a hold of me? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So the head of the fan club got a hold of me, and she was a independent Baptist. I'm telling you. Oh, this is before you guys were around. Oh my goodness. The things these people said to me. They were ready to kill me. Man, they were mad. They were ready to kill me over it. And then they sent me letters and mailed it to me, and then Michael Landon, his wife got on there and she was like, my husband Michael was a seriously, it was her Facebook page. It was her mansion, her pig, and everything. He had a pig. A pet pig. And it was really her. It was her Facebook page. And it was like pictures of the mansion she lived in. Like, she took pictures of where she was, and she was into like this weird Zen Buddhist stuff and all this other weird stuff. And she was like, Michael was a peaceful man. Like, okay. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to do about this yet. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then the head of the fan club was like, Michael taught us how to love, but I hate you, sir. I hate you. You're just jealous because your wife loves Michael Landon. You're just jealous because she loves. She's so attracted to Michael Landon, and you're really jealous of him. Oh, you can't even imagine the emails that these people sent me. Oh. You can't even imagine it. Oh. Michael taught me how to love, but I hate you, sir. I hate you. You need to learn how to... Then I had one guy be like, you need to learn how to love. He did a whole video threatening to kill me. This other guy did. He did a whole video and he put it on there in audio and he goes, let me tell you something, JC. Let me tell you something, JC. He was like, you need to learn how to love. I want to rip your tongue out of your mouth, JC. I'm like, that's some love right there, brother. Woo, I'm telling you. Anyway, we'll keep going. But when I preached about Disney, you'd have literally thought I preached against their grandma. They flipped out. People got mad. They got angry. So then I kept going. So I preached the first one. Disney, the Magic Kingdom, or the Kingdom of God? Then Disney markets your children. That one went over like a lead balloon. Then I did Disney's religion is Freemasonry. And then Disney's distorted families. How they distort the family. Then Disney's sodomite psyop. Beauty and the Beast remake. Bestiality. That one went over good. Disney and Christians, an unholy alliance. So as you can see, I continued on with the Disney just to make everybody happy. And it went well. Sort of. So. But here's the thing. Disney has indoctrinated children for the last 50 years. Walt Disney has always taught perversion. Nearly for the last 50 years. They've taught it. They've indoctrinated children into witchcraft. More witchcraft is taught by Disney than anywhere. So witchcraft wasn't enough. Hence, that's the reason the first thing that I nailed Disney on was the Magic Kingdom versus the Kingdom of God. Here it is right here. Right? Disney, the Magic Kingdom versus... Now, it has 58,000 views on my page. But every other guy took it and put it on their page, and they got 200,000 views on it. So we just praise the Lord that the truth got out there. Because it went everywhere. And I don't know where it is now. It was all over the place. People got mad. One person took it down. One person got mad at me. And all that good stuff. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares about that. I don't either. But anyway, so that's what happened. But to preach the truth to them, and to warn them. About Disney. So here is Disney, or here is Hollywood Satanic Roots, the movie Reloaded. I don't think I put Disney on here. I didn't like some of the subliminal things that are in there. If you have a question about any of that, don't watch it with your children first. Watch Disney, the Magic Kingdom versus the Kingdom of God. Because Disney puts perversion in there. They just do. They've been indoctrinating kids first with witchcraft, then with sexual perversion. Now here you go. Andy Mack is a story about a girl who discovers on her 13th birthday that the person she always believed to be her sister is actually her mom. This altered the family dynamic serves as a backdrop for a more typical coming-of-age series. 2 years after Cyrus came out on the show, right? It's a show about figuring out who you are, and that includes Cyrus, one of Andy's best friends, who comes out as gay in season two. 2 years after Cyrus came out on the show, Joshua Rush, who played Cyrus on the show, came out as on Twitter as a bisexual. And then so the actor comes out. Oh, no surprise. You want to play a queer and you don't think we think you're queer? Of course we think you're queer. Anyway. In a house with 11 children, 10 girls and one boy, things are about... This show is called The Loud House. Unlike a lot of other gay couples having mentioned so far, Harold and Howard are highly visible and reoccurring. The show's casual, steady depiction of family. So, anyway, what are they doing? Pushing LGBTQ. Same thing here. Show creator. Oh, no surprise. Disney produces magic and perversion and sexual perversion, homosexuality. What did I show you about that before? Show you. Oops, I spelled it wrong. And I can't spell it right. Okay, here you go. Let me get to it here. Hold on. Here it is. Homosexuality is occult worship, Hitler, Crowley, and secret societies, which would include Disney. They practice black magic. White magic, whatever magic. They teach it. Fornication goes with it. Homosexuality goes with it. LGBTQ agenda goes with it. Has to. Magic. But they do. Okay, Steven Universe. Gender identity and inclusivity are key themes in Steven Universe. So all geared towards kids. All teaching children things that are contrary to the scriptures. Star versus the forces of evil. There you go. She-Ra and the Princess Power, right? He-Man's sister, Adora, you know, like Endora, the Witch of Endor. She joins Freedom Fighters in a rebellion, the magic sword that gives her powers and the identity of She-Ra. Gay characters, bi characters, lesbian characters, trans characters. So He-Man comes up. You knew He-Man had to be gay. Don't nobody run around in underwear that ain't a homo. Who runs around in spandex like that and ain't a homo? Right? You know that's who they are. It is relentless propaganda. So children, if they're watching these movies, are indoctrinated. Right. And why shouldn't we think all these people aren't Fruit Loops running around in their underwear, right? Why shouldn't we believe that they got sugar, they don't have sugar in their tank? Who wants to run around in underwear? The Legend of Korra. Yeah, we know the Legend of Korra. The ground opened him up and swallowed him whole. That's, well, his family anyway. There's some debate about whether The Legend of Korra counts as LGBTQ representation in a kids show, while fans suspected a romance between main characters and while creators, who cares? Why do kids need to see romance anyway? If something's about children, see, here's the thing I want to show you. Let's say it's heterosexual. Should your children, let's go a step further. Let's back it up. Should your children be watching things that focus on male-female relationships of children? Like boyfriend and girlfriend. Should your children be focusing on boyfriend and girlfriend as children? Should that be what's put in their face? A good question to ask you. I want you to think about that. This is bisexual, lesbian, but let's take a step back. When I was a kid, the TV shows would promote dating, promiscuity, kissing. All of those things. Is that better? No. Do you and I want our children focusing on boyfriend and girlfriend relationships? You know, there's some books they're going to read and they're going to talk a little bit about that. I get it. But what I'm saying is, where the main focus is like a soap opera where these boys and these girls are dating. Now that's taboo. I mean, it's girls and girls and boys and tranny this and tranny that. But back it up. See, we don't teach our young people that they're supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriends. Our children at church, our young children, they're not running around doing that. They're not running around doing that. When I was a kid, I ran around and had girlfriends as a little child. I didn't even know what that was really that much. grade school dances and junior high dances and pushing relationships between boys and girls at a young age. So go back 20 years. Are those programs good for our children to watch? No. Because they're still teaching dating, and they're teaching that you need a relationship as a young person, as a child. The only relationship that you need to develop is a strong relationship with the Lord, number one, with your father and mother, number two, and with other people as friends of the same sex, godly friends, right? And kind to the opposite sex and be respectful, but you're not to develop those relationships at a young age as children. That's not what we're training our children for. That's not how we're to train them. Our children don't need... The only reason for you to get involved with the opposite sex as a Christian young person is for you to get married. That's why. That we're to train our children that they're to just be married one day, that they're gonna meet someone that God is gonna prepare for them, and the Lord is gonna lead in that, and a father and mother are gonna lead in that to help them. But not that they need to go date a bunch of girls or date a bunch of boys and all those things. That's teaching that is contrary to the scriptures completely. But it's what pop culture teaches them. You need to date. You need to dance. You need to have relationships. It's like they're teaching these young children, oh, some 10-year-old kid goes, oh, I'm gay. Or some 12-year-old kid goes, look, I'm gay. You're nothing. You're 10. You're a child. There shouldn't be any romantic or sexual interest in anything, period. That doesn't have anything to do with your life. At this point, so let alone homosexual, let alone transgender or non-binary or any other airy. Like, that shouldn't even be on your radar as a child. That shouldn't even be part of your life. See, but we've gotten so far away from the Bible and so far away from the truth that we think that children are like these mini adults that are supposed to be seeking out relationships with the opposite sex. No, you're just to have friends and live life, and one day your parents are to train you to be the wife or the husband that you're supposed to be one day. So we go a step further. Yeah, we don't want anything to do with this filth. But I don't want anything to do with training my children, sexualizing our children. They're to be children. You're not any of those things. You're children. When we go out and preach, yes, Brother Paul and Brother Aaron, who are on here, we go out to preach and these little children come up and say, I'm gay. You're not gay. You're 10. You're 12, you little squirt. You're not anything but a little a child that Christ died for. I'll tell you, that stuff starts quick. They teach them in grade school. They're teaching, oh, you got a boyfriend. No, you don't have anything. You have friends. And none of those things should be awakened inside of you. Children are going to have questions about things? Yes. And they can ask their parents. But we need to understand none of this stuff is part of, we're to train our children. That's not even on their radar. It shouldn't be a part of their life at all. But there's so much confusion that's being taught here. They're indoctrinating with them. They're indoctrinating them with it. Everything. Look, these are all LGBTQ things. Everything I'm showing you on here is an LGBTQ teaching. Sexualizing children. Shouldn't even be a part of their life. They should be playing, having fun, enjoying life, learning to walk with God, enjoying their family time with their parents. Not being defiled by a bunch of filth and nonsense and awakening things in children that don't even need to be awakened. Like there's no purpose for it. There isn't any purpose for children to have a relationship with the opposite sex like that. There's none. No biblical purpose at all for it. It ought not be taught. The opposite ought to be taught. We're preparing our children. Yeah, we're preparing them. We preach and we teach to prepare them. They watch their moms. They watch their dads. Dad pays the bills. Dad works. Dad cares for the family. Mom guides the home. Mom takes care of dad. Mom takes care of the kids, loves them. Brothers and sisters love each other. See, they do it in a cute little funny way so people are attracted to all of it. That's what they're doing. Andy Mack, Ridley Jones. The Loud House. Heartstopper. See, they want to push this stuff through to children. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. I watched them too, Angie. My mom watched them when I was a kid. But look at this filth. They're just putting these things in front of these children. Right? Indoctrinating them with it. Hang on 1 second. I think that's the one that... Here's more. No shortage of perversion, is there? Marvel Comics Universe created its first LGBTQ superhero in the Eternals. Fastos is a genuine inventor turned superhero who also happens to be openly gay. Fans not only get to see Fastos in superhero action, but they also get to see a look inside his personal life where he is a doting husband to Ben and a father to their son. You can't be a doting husband to a man, you fool. And you can't have children either. You have to take them from heterosexual families. You have to recruit them because you can't make them. I'll say that to you again. They have to recruit them because they can't reproduce them. See, so they took all of these characters, Cruella, they took all these characters and made them openly sodomite. Frozen. Star Wars. They turned Star Wars gay. Orca and Flix in Star Wars Resistance are two openly gay characters who aren't human and are actually different, two different species, but are only openly in the relationship in the series. Right? Lando from Solo in Solo, a Star Wars story, was pansexual. Also two women commanders. Can be seen kissing in Rise of Skywalker for a quick moment. So they're pushing this stuff in there. You didn't turn DuckTales gay? Oh man, they turned Uncle Scrooge gay? The DuckTales reboot had several lovable characters, including Webby's newfound friend Violet, who was introduced later in the series. Violet happens to have two dads. Everybody knew The Rock was gay. That's like beyond. He's a bisexual for sure. Everybody knew that. The Princess Diaries, whatever that is. Good luck, Charlie. Disney was doing it way back then. Charlie is having a friend over named Taylor, and Amy mentions that She met Taylor's mom, Susan. Bob says he met the mom too, but he's pretty sure her name is Cheryl. Both of them are right, because Taylor has two moms. Disney does the same-sex couple, Gravity Falls, in 2012 to 16. Close. Beauty and the Beast remake? Put the LGBTQ spin on it? The Lodge? Talked about that one already? High School Musical series? I don't even know what that is. Onward is one of Pixar's most recent feature-length films about a pair of brothers who are on a quest to restore the life of their deceased father. There you go. Out. Pixar just released a new short, aptly titled Out, that focuses on a young man named Greg who has a secret. He's gay and he has a boyfriend named Manuel. He doesn't want his parents to find out, but they might learn the truth when they show up out of the blue to help him pack for his move. Strangely, Greg and his dog Jim have a Freaky Friday moment and switch places, which makes it even harder to hide a picture of Greg, boyfriend, from his mother. There you go. So what are they doing? Indoctrinating. It's everywhere. That's why you have to, not only for this, but just the plain sexual content and pop culture content of Hollywood, of Disney, of the movie scene, of network television, of even sports. You have to abstain from it. You have to abstain from all appearance of evil. You're not to be conformed to this world. You and I are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Meaning that you and I have to detach from these things. If you have these movies and these things in your home, they need to go. If you're streaming them online, then they need to stop. Because you're defiling your mind and your heart. The Bible speaks of that. There it is, Lamentations 3:51. Mine eye affecteth mine heart because of all the daughters of my city. Your eye will affect your heart. It does affect us. It will affect you. Bible says abstain from all appearance of evil. Ephesians 5:11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. It's not enough that you don't have fellowship. You then have to reprove them. You got to speak against them. And you can't speak against them with conviction if you're involved and entangled with it. If you haven't made a clean break by the power of the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You and I are to stand against them. You and I are to reprove them. You and I are to speak against them. We're to warn them. We're to warn people. We're to be a light and a testimony to people. Somebody asked me, Pastor, what do you think about street preachers live streaming from spring break and preaching at nude beaches? I think it's wicked. I think it's wicked. And they ought to stay away from there. You and I shouldn't be around nude beaches. Now, there might be nude people that walk up to us when we're preaching and flash us. That's one thing. We can't do anything about that. But if I'm going to a place where I know people are just going to be running around naked, women are going to be running around naked like that, and that's what's going to happen, that's wrong. Yeah. It's wrong. You and I are commanded to be soldiers. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You and I are to be steadfast and unmovable as soldiers. We're to war against the unfruitful works of darkness. We are to warn against. And you and I are to separate from these things. From the world. The only coming out that's supposed to happen for the Christian is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. You know what we need? We definitely need a come out movement. We definitely need a come out movement. Some Christians need to come out. I need a t-shirt that says that. We need to make a t-shirt up that talks about that. Puts in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. And call it the Christian come out movement. And here it is. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. All the sodomites, the LGBTQ, the transgenders, they're coming out. Christians need to come out. 2 Corinthians 6:17 style. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. God's people need to come out of that world system. Come out from among them. That's what God's people need to do. All right, everybody. We got to train the next generation. If we don't train them right, we're going to sink them in a devil's pit. We need to train them right. Walk in purity and teach them to walk in purity. Let's see here. Let me find a song here.
What's wrong with the old black book my daddy used to read from? Is it so outdated by modern translation? With high standards and good news are everywhere I look. Oh, won't somebody tell me what's wrong with the old black book?
People who know not my God just cannot understand the spiritual inspired word of God not given by some man. They've all agreed by joining hands in a worldwide movement to change that blessed old black book to set out to improve it.
What's wrong with the old black book my daddy used to read from? Is it so outdated by modern translation? Revised standards and good news are everywhere I look. Oh, won't somebody tell me what's wrong with the old black book?
Jesus said, I am the shepherd, my sheep follow me. As the voice of the stranger speaks, they shall turn and flee. The word my daddy used to read, I've learned to love so dear. But all these other words I hear, strangers to my ears.
What's wrong with the old black book my daddy used to read from? Is it so outdated by modern translation? Revised standards and good news are everywhere I look. So won't somebody tell me what's wrong with the old black book?
Well, the enemy is much too smart to jump right in and say, just forget all that you have learned of God, 'cause it's not true anyway. And they're making plans in years to come to take God from our minds by giving us new Bibles changed a little bit each time.
What's wrong with the old black book my daddy used to read from? Is it so outdated by modern translations? Revised standard and good news are everywhere I look. So won't somebody tell me what's wrong with the old black book? What's wrong with the old black book my daddy used to read from? Is it so outdated by modern translations? Revised standard and good news are everywhere I look. Oh, won't somebody tell me what's wrong with the old black book?
Oh, won't somebody tell me? There's no one who can tell me what's wrong with the old King James, King James.
Amen. That is Chris Stanzel right there. And What's Wrong with the Old Black Book? Very good stuff. And let's see. Maybe... Amen. One more. Let's see what's next. It'll be a surprise.
Steal away. Steal away. Steal away to Jesus. Steal away. Steal away home. I ain't got long to stay. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away, steal away. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal. He calls me by lightning, the trumpet sound within of my soul. I ain't got long to stay.
Was Isaac McCoy, or Isaac McCoy. that'd be amazing if it was him, because that was back in 1820s. But no, it was Darcel McCoy and Fairhaven Media right here. If you want to go to their page, subscribe to it, and you can listen to 33 minutes, it looks like, or 30, yeah, 33 minutes. Or is it 336 of and Isaac, Darcel McCoy. Okay, good songs, good singing. And I used to have it on that other website, but not there. Okay, one more, because I like this one. This is Luke. Luke likes this one.
Die before me.
Amen and amen. All right. Well, God bless you all. I hope you had a good lesson here. I hope that it made sense to you and it taught you some things. And just to sharpen up some of you others. But other people, they'll catch on to it. They'll see it and they'll be like, oh, man, I need to think about this. And if you've never watched Hollywood Satanic Roots, watch it. Disney. The Disney videos or sermons. If you don't want to watch anything because you're kind of concerned about any visual, listen to it. But you can listen to all those sermons on sermon audio. I've known Brother Ted for about 20 years. So, and my wife's known him longer than that. So he's been a friend for many years. But, he's a pastor now down in Florida or over wherever that is. If you want to check out our sermons, you go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. It's the best place to check those out. You can always find out what's going on from there. Now, we're going to be working on everything in the coming weeks, all kinds of stuff. And exciting stuff ahead. So you guys pray for our trip. Keep praying that Andrew's stuff comes in. It's promised to come in. But we trust the Lord, not the government. So you just keep praying. If you want to give to our ministry, you know how to do that. PayPal, SalvationPreacher, gmail.com, PastorCooley at iCloud.com. You can do Venmo. You can do all these different ways right here. Or mail something or contact us if you have any questions about it. Either way, pray for us. We need the prayers more than anything. All right? So, because God will provide. He always does, miraculously. Last year, he provided this whole studio from people who gave. That was all of you out there that gave to put this studio together. From the equipment, to the lights, to the computer, to the desk. All the men of Old Paths Baptist Church did the labor. But everybody, all of you provided all of the finances for everything. Okay? So, praise the Lord for that. God said to step out by faith and go to Europe. So we stepped out by faith and we're going to Europe. Praise the Lord. God's got a work for us to do there. It's exciting. I don't know what he's going to do. I just know he said go. And then when I submitted to him and said, I'm going, all of a sudden, the Lord sent the money in for everything. So, amen. All right? Praise the Lord. So we're going. We want to be a blessing to people over there in Europe. Ross Duncan, I know you're running around somewhere. So, I'm going to be spending some time with Ross. And others. And Hari. Wherever Hari is. I will probably run by the Metropolitan Tabernacle. Yes. Probably I'll run by there real quick. Not much there from what Brother Alexander tells me. But we'll go there anyway. And off to many other spots along the way. Preaching, all kinds of good stuff. Looking forward to it. All right, everybody. I got to get out of here. I got to go do some praying and walking, hopefully, if it's not raining. If it's raining, I ain't doing much walking out there because it's cold. It's Minnesota. It's cold when it rains. It is 40 and drizzling. Let's see what the wind is. Naturally, 15-mile-an-hour winds. Probably won't be doing that. Anyway, all right, everybody. God bless you. Maybe I'll do a surprise video sometime tomorrow. Isn't it Trans Revenge Day or April Fool's Day? All right, everybody. God bless you. See you tomorrow, Lord willing. Maybe. I might pop on here and do a video.